I had this really horrible dream a few nights ago. Can't get past it. No matter what I try and do, it sits in my mind sucking all my energy. I just fell into the center of a whole nother world. And then, I was walking in a starry, starry night. Shards of old pots everywhere, like an archaeology dig. And then, a sun was talking as it floated over a factory floor. The sun got all tangled up in nets and pulleys and stuff as the machines made love.
Ah! I had a dream about you! You were moving away! I'm so sad! Sorry!
The old pop songs on the radio didn't sound very good anymore. I stumbled across this band. The musicians' faces were stiff as armor plating. The organ player's foot was jiggling up and down with nothing to do with the beat. His eyes were like black holes, ready to reel me in like a fish. Couldn't get away too soon. Laser beams were shooting at me as I started running. They had discovered all my most private thoughts. They were about to reveal them to the world, translated into distant train whistles. The terror began to lift as I staggered up to the outside of the Roman amphitheater. Music, sweet music, quality music, pushing out of the ancient stones. Instantly, I felt at home. I could fake my way backstage, bask in the presence of Stevie Nicks, twirl as she wrapped me in her seven veils. Then this woman, with a price tag hanging off the side of her face, came bustling up to me and thrust out her hand.
I'm Cindy Swagnam, and this is my husband, Curtis. We invested $9,995 in a Wi-Fi hotspot franchise. You can get the email anywhere, quote, surf, unquote, the World Wide Web anywhere, too. There's nothing for us to do. We just go to our mailbox once a month, and holy shit, there is a big fucking check waiting for us.
Suddenly, it all twisted sideways and rolled itself up like a giant window shade. And I was alone, except for one very strange young boy. Then the lights went out and I died, still in the dream. And then I woke up. A bit like Jesus, don't you think?